I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. The world's biggest retailer is now the defendant in the largest civil rights action ever brought against a private employer in this country. A judge today certified a gender discrimination lawsuit against Walmart as a class action case. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figland. Tess, what does this mean that this is now a class action case against Walmart?
Well, it means that about 1.5 million current and former female employees can now add their names to this case. Any women employees who worked at Walmart since December 26th, 1998. This lawsuit was originally brought by six women back in 2001. They accused the company of denying female workers equal pay, opportunities for promotion. And they also say that the company retaliated against anyone who complained about those issues.
So what is Walmart's response?
Well, first, it says it will appeal to the Ninth Circuit. This ruling came from a federal judge in San Francisco today. The company had argued that a class action lawsuit would involve too many plaintiffs. And, of course, as you've said, the ruling does make it the largest class action case in U.S. legal history. The company had suggested to the judge last fall that perhaps the case could be divided into smaller class actions, maybe against individual stores. The judge said, nope, it's going to be against the company. And in fact, he said in his ruling that these women are presenting what he called uncontested descriptive statistics that show that women are paid less all the way around at Walmart from region to region and job to job.
That sounds powerful. But is it powerful enough to threaten Walmart genuinely? I mean, this is such a huge company.
Yeah, the company last year sold $256 billion worth of stuff, and that translated into $9 billion in pure profit. So, no, a large ruling or settlement probably isn't going to make much of a dent. In other similar cases, the Wall Street Journal reminded us this morning, Home Depot settled for $104 million. Coke paid more than $100 million. Those are pittances for these companies, and certainly for Walmart. But Ellen Rosen with the Women's Studies Research Center at Brandeis says this action against Walmart goes beyond how it's going to hit the company's bank account.
I think it's particularly important that this suit against Walmart gets tried and a decision is made because Walmart apparently does discriminate, according to the numbers at least. And since it's the biggest company in the world, I think it will send a message to other companies that do discriminate as well.
She says, essentially, as Walmart goes, so goes the nation. So this could be a catalyst for change. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're taking a look at the big business of California's wine industry.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figland of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.